The U.S. Army has concluded that American soldiers are not to blame in the killing of an Italian agent at a checkpoint in Iraq last month. The U.S. military today released a report on its investigation of the death of Nicola Calipari. He was killed when U.S. forces opened fire on his vehicle as he escorted a newly freed Italian hostage to the Baghdad airport. The U.S. and Italy conducted a joint investigation of the attack, but could not agree on the circumstances surrounding the shooting. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Vicky, some of the information on the report was leaked to the media this week. What does the final report have to say?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because huge portions of the report, which is 42 pages, have been blacked out by the U.S. military, ostensibly for security reasons. But what the portions that are legible make clear is that the U.S. military has exonerated the American soldiers who opened fire on Calipari's vehicle at a checkpoint near the airport. At the time of the shooting, according to the report, the soldiers had been told to man a checkpoint that allowed access to the airport road until after a convoy that was carrying then U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. And once that car had passed through the area, then of course they could leave the checkpoint. This particular road, as anyone who has spent time in Iraq will tell you, is one of the most dangerous roads in the country in terms of the number of attacks against foreigners by insurgents.
Now, from the day this happened, the U.S. and Italy have disagreed about the circumstances of the shooting. Does this report make clear what happened?
What it makes clear is U.S. conclusions about what happened. It says that the Italians did not realize that there was a blockade at the access point to the airport road, that the airport road was blocked. The report also says the car was traveling in excess of 50 miles per hour, faster than any other car that evening, and proceeded towards the checkpoint without slowing down. The report says that U.S. soldiers then hit the vehicle with a spotlight and a laser. The report says a U.S. soldier then fired a warning shot, but the car failed to slow down. So at that point, U.S. forces, according to the report, opened fire on the vehicle in an effort to disable it.
And this account is different than that given by the two Italians who were in that car and survived.
That's correct. They say the car was not speeding and that U.S. forces gave no warnings until they actually started shooting.
What about what happened when the car came to a halt?
The report says U.S. forces, U.S. soldiers tried to help Calipari, the Italian agent, but were unable to save him. The freed hostage and the driver were given medical attention and they survived.
Italy is a strong U.S. ally. What happens now?
Both countries say this is not going to affect their bilateral relationship, but it certainly has caused a lot of tension, and it really has been a problem for Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The Italian public does not generally support Italy's participation in the conflict in Iraq, and this only adds to Berlusconi's problems in that respect. Italy is continuing to investigate the death of Mr. Calipari, and in fact, it is doing so at a criminal level.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.